Building a life as a dancer takes grit, dedication, focus, a load of confidence, resilience, prayer, a few friends, a mentor, and oftentimes a break. Bring It to the Marley is a documentary series, a talk show, and a podcast. I'm your host, Dwana Adeha-Smallwood. International dance luminary, mentor, teacher, creative spirit, and water daughter. My life has been a series of dreams and goals. It's truly been a pocket full of manifestations lived and fulfilled. I've been working hard to find balance between goals, fun, and freedom. I'm here to help you to find true meaning and purpose moving in the world as a dancer, while bringing you conversations with artists who have tasted the world's stage and carefully choreographed the pages of their lives, and who continue to open doors in the world with all its beautiful noise. My hope is that this show helps you leap even when you're fearful, stretch when the walls are caving in, turn when you've hit that ceiling, and dance even when the music seems to silence. Welcome. Hello, 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 and welcome back to all of my subscribers out there. Thank you for returning, and welcome to all of my new listeners. Happy you could join me. Whew, it's been a minute since I've signed on. I've been away resting and replenishing myself, gathering my thoughts. I needed some time to catch up with my mind and my body. She was telling me, slow down and take a minute. You know, I'm such a mover. You know how babies fight sleep when they know they're tired as heck? That's me. I will fight sitting down or resting, even if I know I am so tired. And don't let me start a project. I will stay up all night working on one thing and then get a burst of energy and inspiration and start something else and stay up till like 4. But this time I decided to listen to my body. I've had many successes in my life, and oftentimes at the expense of good health and good healthy rest. I've decided that I would continue living my best life, but I would not do it at the expense of my sanity and my health. So if that means signing off of social media, not being on air, taping a podcast for a few weeks, so be it. It may not be the best for ratings and subscribers, but those who truly support you will be there when you return. While away, I found myself repeatedly having this overwhelming feeling of wanting to be loved by everyone. Not sure where that comes from, but I know it can't be all that healthy. I know it's not realistic, and also that I needed to check myself before it turned into something strange. Do you ever think about how much of your life is spent thinking about how to be loved or who loves you? Did you know that no matter how you move in the world, some people just won't get you? Their energy won't gel with yours. You will rub them the wrong way, and they simply won't care about you, and vice versa. But hard fact, family, not everyone's going to love you. Not everyone's going to like you. You can still exist in the world without being liked and loved by everyone. What's most important is that you love and like yourself, and that you not weigh your self-worth on the amount of love you receive from others. Because what happens when the love is taken away from you or withheld? I remember when I first arrived at the Ailey School, I was not the favorite. I know my post is on the outside of the building now, but when I first arrived, I was not the favorite. I know most who know me may have thought differently, but it is the truth. Heck, when I got to Ailey in the Ailey School, I barely liked all of myself. So what did I expect? How did I expect people to like me, let alone love me? I don't think they even really noticed me at first because I was so unique. I wasn't the typical beauty. I was what they called exotic. The kind of beauty you couldn't quite put your finger on. The kind of mahogany blackness that only special folks could see. My hair couldn't go into a bun, And back then, you weren't allowed to wear braids. I didn't have the most flexible facility, but I knew I had gifts. And I knew that if I worked hard enough and believed enough in myself, eventually, like-minded people would gravitate towards me. For a while, I was consumed with pleasing everyone, being everyone's model and mold for excellence. I wanted to make everyone proud. I wanted to work hard. I wanted to make great choices and sound mistakes that would force people to say, at least she tried. It took years for me to embrace me for me and not compare the level of love I received to the next dancer and not compare how long my hair was and not compare how long my leg went up or didn't go up. And once I saw how special I was and began to love myself for the gifts I had, unique in my own way, I couldn't imagine not being loved by everyone. But how wrong I was again. As you move through this life, you will find that not everyone loves you or likes you. Not everyone will like the things you like about yourself or the things that you are most proud about. And guess what? You shouldn't care. Today, I don't care who likes me or loves me. I woke up and I looked into the mirror and saw a beautiful, gifted woman, and I fell in love with her all over again. I set aside the folks who don't care for me and focused on the loudest voice in my head, my own. I tell you, family, I don't know how people are surviving this life with the social media judgment. It will provide you a false sense of security and love. So much of what you love about yourself is what others see. You make the mistake of not seeing all of yourself. You put snippets of yourself out on social media, and those are liked and loved, and you forget about your whole self. Social media gets a glimpse of you and sometimes no flaws, and that's what people love and sensationalize. It's not always real and authentic. It's not always how you feel. I would like us all to find a way to love ourselves in spite of the world giving you permission. If you like your hips, love them and celebrate them, no matter if you've received recognition for those hips from outsiders. You have to be your biggest cheerleader and your greatest love. Try not to get bombarded by influences so much that you forget whose opinion matters most. And if you need help finding what's in you to love, take a minute and look. Take time to remind yourself that you're worth it and seen by your creator and, most importantly, by yourself. Guys, thank you for listening today. I really, really hope you enjoy this episode and grow to know that loving yourself is most important. It should be the loudest voice you hear and the only like and subscriber you require. Here's hoping you come back for more, guys. Please don't forget to share this podcast if you feel it will help a friend. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube on Bring It to the Marley. Have yourself a fabtabulous day, and don't you dare forget to keep on dancing. Bye.